is the Superhuman Channel.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I have a great show planned for you today during the first half hour of Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is actually a question that we're going to answer. Basically, getting rid of water bloat. This is something women are really going to be interested in hearing, and men too. Then we're going to change it up and talk about how to eat like a superhuman on a budget. Many people complain that eating healthy is too expensive. There are some solutions. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by my news director, Alex Leaf, to review the latest study on sugar and kids by Dr. Lustig and kind of debunk that. Don't forget, the secret word contest is still in full effect. We will have a winner announced this Friday on Casual Friday. Listen during the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, simply email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win. And keep in mind that the winner will get a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. It's over a $200 value, and this is open to our international listeners as well.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, this actually was the result of a question. Hold on, let me get the question up here because I've got too many computers nowadays, Dr. Jeff. This came from Dana. She says, Dr. Jeff, I heard your interview about what to do for contest prep. Can you go into more detail on how to get rid of water for a show and more about sodium use, et cetera? And obviously, this is a big deal not only for athletes, but this is a big deal for just average people. You know, you hear so many people, especially women, say, oh, you know, I'm holding water. I've got to go to a wedding Wednesday night. What do I do? So this has more than just athletic applications, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, after we did the interview a few weeks ago about kind of that contest prep, I think a lot of people, they heard it, but a lot of people get confused, you know, when you start talking about, you know, water retention. That's kind of a tricky and confusing subject, you know. So I thought this was a great question by Dana, and it would be good to kind of clarify and talk a little bit more about this whole phenomena.
Okay, so let's where do you hit it from first?
Well, you know, I gotta always take a step back because I see too many people, you know, trying to control their sodium intake all the time. And I think that's where the big problem arises. You know, sodium is a very important electrolyte. So by trying to rid your diet of sodium, you actually are putting your system in an imbalance, which will actually cause your body to retain sodium.
Uh-huh.
When you retain sodium, you retain more water. So I think that's one of the biggest problems I see. And, you know, the medical industry is always telling us we're eating too much salt. So people take that. Especially athletes, and go, oh, okay, well, I've got to go zero sodium.
Well, can we dwell on this just for a second? Because I want to make sure that we make a very important point here that you've already brought forth. We now know that those individuals who are told to cut back on sodium because of their blood pressure, they find out that when they incorporate sodium back into their diet, their blood pressure actually goes down. And I've talked about several different instances of this where someone has been on high blood pressure medicine for years and the doctor keeps raising the dose and going, you know, are you cutting out sodium? Yeah, I don't eat anything with sodium anymore, doc. And next thing you know, when they finally start adding sodium back into the diet, they have to cut back on the blood pressure meds. What you just said is so important from a health standpoint. Getting sodium in your diet is so critical, especially if you're an athlete and you sweat, because you sweat out like five times more sodium than any other electrolyte in your sweat. Think about that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then, you know, again, you know, I think when the medical profession is telling us that our sodium count is too high, you know, there are some individuals that all they're eating is, you know, processed foods,
yes,
salt, 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 you know, everything is salted. That's where, you know, you could get into an overabundance of sodium. Cause again, if you get too much sodium, you're going to push the potassium out. So it's all about, you know, being in balance.
So would you say that, the first step in understanding how not to get bloated is maybe be a more moderate about sodium, not necessarily exclude it all, but don't also go overboard. Find the middle ground.
I would, and use, you know, I enjoy salt. It enhances the flavor, but use sea salt, you know, something that's a little more, easier on the system. It's got much better taste. You also get all those trace minerals, you know, your iodized salts and your processed salts. Those are the ones that cause, you know, a little more problem. But again, moderation, you know, there's nothing wrong with using salt as a seasoning. You know, for the most part, your body should get rid of that within a day or two. Yes, sometimes people who take in an abundance of salt, you know, soy sauce, Chinese food, you know, the next day they may feel bloated. But typically when they say bloated, they're talking about their stomach being bloated.
Yeah, your gut. You're right.
And that is not water. You know,
right.
That's a whole nother story. That we've been talking about, just, you know, proper gut health.
Right.
You know, bloated water retention would be, you know, if you were to take your sock off and you've got that ring, you know, you can see you're puffy, or your fingers, you know, they're just swollen, or your face is puffy. You know, that's more of an indication of water retention than just a bloated stomach.
Now, what about potassium? Because potassium and sodium work so closely together, and I suspect that most people don't get enough potassium in their diet because they're afraid of things like eating enough potatoes or yams because they're on some sort of diet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, if you're not eating, you know, bananas, potatoes, yams, a variety of greens because of some type of diet or the other, you're going to get deficient in potassium. And there's a very fine line between that sodium and potassium balance. So as you are incorporating sodium into your diet, you would also need to incorporate a potassium supplement into your diet to keep that balance. Because if you have an excess of one, it will literally push the other out, but then it will go into reverse and it will start to retain that particular mineral. Because again, our body needs these electrolyte minerals. Without it, you know, essentially we could die. I mean, it just throws our whole body into a big whack.
Would you also agree with this statement? It takes some time for the body to respond to some of these dietary changes. And what I mean by that is that throwing the body into a position where now it's going to start sparing potassium, sparing sodium, so you're not urinating it out in response to your diet's changing, and not having enough of these in it. That could take days. So when people finally correct it, they shouldn't expect to see the water flush out in just a day. It could take days again for you to see the water come out, right?
Oh, absolutely. 48, 72 hours. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a process. You know, nothing happens right today. Same way if you go on a diet today, you're not going to lose, you know, 10 pounds by the end of the day. It's just a process, you know. But that's kind of the first start, you know, when you're looking at, you know, controlling. The second thing is you got to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think this is a problem for most people is,
counterintuitive.
You know, their water consumption comes from, you know, diet sodas and coffee. I mean, they don't drink any water. You know, everything has got something else in it, which actually causes dehydration.
But don't you think women, this is counterintuitive to women. So if a woman feels like she has water bloat, her ankles are swollen, You know, she's got the signature puffiness associated with subcutaneous water. What she will do is take diuretics and not drink water, but this is exactly the opposite of what you should do, right?
Oh, absolutely. You should be drinking water because, you know, whatever is causing you to hold that, that water, you know, is some type of imbalance. So water is the first thing that you want to get. You know, over 60% of your body is made up of water. I mean, it's important for every function of every organ, right down to keeping your lips and your nose, you know, moist. So without it, again, your body doesn't function well. You will hold water if you don't drink water.
I mean,
it's
body,
kind of a crazy thing.
Well, no, but think about it from an evolutionary perspective. If you go for long periods of time without water, the body has to protect itself. So it starts to embargo water into the body. It says, no, I can't let you urinate this out because we don't know the next time you're going to have water, and we need water to function.
So absolutely.
It makes perfect sense.
It does. And, you know, what Dana's alluding to is more from that subcutaneous water. And that's what we want to be able to separate from, you know, the water that appears between the skin and the muscle, not the water in the muscle or under the muscle. That is what is important. We want to get rid of that puffy, that water that's subcutaneously.
So how much water should a person drink? And do this two different ways. You've got the athlete that's prepping for a competition. Give the water schedule that you gave the last show, and then let's talk about regular people and water consumption.
Sure. So, you know, getting ready for a show, as Dana's asking, to get rid of water retention, you know, you got to start back out a few days. So, you know, when you get about that Monday before a Saturday show, this is when you are going to start depleting your carbohydrates because, again, carbohydrates hold water. So you start to deplete your carbohydrates for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Literally, you're going to lower them to, you know, 50 or less. I always recommend eating like a green apple or something just to keep your glycogen levels up. But during that point in time, you're going to continue to use sodium. Because, again, we want our body to be normal. We're just going to now lower our carbohydrates so we deplete that glycogen. We aren't going to start worrying about getting rid of that sodium until Wednesday night. And this is where you said, you know, it takes several days to get to where we want to be on Saturday. That's why we have to start Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, we initiate what's called the sodium pump. As we just said, if we elevate potassium, we will force our body subcutaneously to get rid of that excess water. Now, this only works for a short window of time. So this isn't something you can just take potassium in high amounts all the time. So we introduce that potassium. Then Thursday morning, now this is when we cut our sodium out. So we are going to go sodium free for Thursday, Friday for a Saturday show. And at that point, we also start to minimize our water, where whatever comes out, we're going to drink back 50%. Now, again, folks, this is for a competing bodybuilder, bikini athlete. This isn't for us to do on a normal basis. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on here.
Yeah, when we come back from the – here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our break now. And when we come back – whoa. Sorry about that. Too many buttons. We're going to take our break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about let's continue on this path for the competitor just for a second longer. And then let's talk about average people and water consumption, because I think the competitors are drinking upwards of a gallon of water a day when they're drinking water, and then they're cutting it back. But I want to address regular people and their water consumption. My co-host today is Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about how to get rid of the water bloat. Women are going to love this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about how to get rid of the water bloat. And this is for guys, too, athletes in general, but also women suffer from this a lot, you know, especially because menstrual cycles cause water retention and so on and so forth. And even if you're not a female athlete, we're talking about. So one thing I wanted to clarify in case there's questions about this, Dr. Jeff, if you're cutting back on your carbs, you're not eating your potatoes, you're not eating your yams. So you have to use a supplement for potassium, correct?
Well, the potassium is more of the sodium pump pushing out that excess sodium at the end. You know, the last week of a bodybuilding contest isn't the most healthiest, Carl.
Right. Right.
It just isn't. I mean, you know, you look healthy, but you know, that's why you only do it for a few days. And that's why I want to say this is not what we do every day. You know, going that low carb, you are putting your body in a deficit of, you know, vitamins and minerals, because typically you are also cutting out most of your supplements, if not all of them, that week.
Okay, so with that being said, if you're an athlete, you're going to use one or two 99 milligram potassium gluconate tablets with every meal, three meals a day, right?
Correct.
Okay, and that should give you the adequate ratios of potassium to sodium to facilitate the pump. Let's talk about regular people for a second. The average person doesn't want to get into the state of retaining water. It sounds to me from what you just described, if that person doesn't want to retain water in the first place, number one, drinking enough water every day. What would you say, at least a half a gallon of water a day for the average person?
You know, my rule of thumb is the 8x8, 8 ounce glasses a day. You know, again, they don't space it out. You know, a lot of people drink a lot here and then they won't drink until afternoon. You know, it's better to take in water all throughout the day. You know, this will keep you excreting. You know, this is how you flush out all your toxins. You flush that sodium. And a lot of times, you know, water retention could be from more than just sodium. You know, it could be from some toxic, you know, chemical or pesticide that you just got done ingesting.
That's true. The next thing is the sodium-potassium ratios. People need to pay more attention to potassium intake, because I think many of us are getting sodium. If you're eating an ancestral diet, if you're eating red meats, if you're eating eggs, you're getting sodium in your diet. You may not be getting potassium in your diet if you're not eating the right vegetables, mainly tubers, root-type vegetables. So I think people need to start, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I think that aside from watching how much sodium you're getting in, make sure you're getting more than enough potassium in the body.
Correct. And, you know, if you don't eat a banana a day, so to say, and you are getting those root-type vegetables, 99 milligrams in the morning, you know, is really all you need daily to help increase your potassium. Now, remember, this isn't a diuretic. You don't take a potassium pill and you're just going to start peeing. You know, this is over a course of a couple, 2-3 days, you know, getting that balance back in play. Therefore, if you do have, you know, a high sodium meal, you're going to have enough potassium that will push out that extra sodium. But again, just drink more water with that meal also.
And then lastly, pay attention to things that have a diuretic effect. If you drink a lot of coffee and caffeine, whether it's coffee, tea, you take pre-workout supplements, if you are a big alcohol drinker, these things tend to dysregulate the way the body manages its water. You are going to most likely end up holding water regardless of what you do with some of the things that Dr. Jeff just talked about. So if you really don't want to hold water, you need to cut back on your caffeine and your alcohol consumption. And if it's really important to you, cut them out entirely. What do you think about that statement, Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, those are diuretics, and use sea salt. I mean, don't not use it. Remember, you know, if your body thinks it has enough salt, it's going to want to get rid of that excess salt. So sometimes that's another good way to get rid of some water retention is, you know, add some salt to your salad or your food.
The rule of abundance. If the body thinks it has adequate amounts of things, then it doesn't store it.
Correct.
This happens with electrolytes as well. What do you think about just taking a good electrolyte supplement as well? Because we didn't talk about magnesium. We didn't talk about calcium. We didn't talk about chloride. We didn't talk about a lot of these other important electrolytes that also play a role with sodium and potassium. Do you think some sort of a mineral supplement that's a multi-mineral supplement is called for, Dr. Jeff?
I think so. You know, if you're eating adequate amounts of, you know, your fruits and vegetables and a nice array of meats, and we're not talking about processed type foods, you should get enough of those electrolytes. But if you are active and you're an athlete, absolutely. You know, those electrolytes all need to be within balance. You know, you elevate one, you're going to be deficient probably in something else. And as you said early, you know, if you're sweating, you're exercising, you know, those electrolytes are coming out. Now, let me just go on record and say that, you know, be careful what you're using. You know, things like Gatorade are not an electrolyte drink. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a couple in there, but they're sugar. You know, I would say go and find from your health food store a nice multi-mineral so that you not only get the electrolytes, but you get some of the other minerals. I kind of like some of them that contain these trace minerals and
yes,
things also, you know.
Copper and other minerals that we just ignore.
We do. You know, I mean, you can get from organic foods and what have you. But again, as soon as you cook them, you end up washing most of those out. You know, very fine balance between, you know, what we eat and what we need. So, you know, always good to keep those minerals up.
We have lots of Science for Human episodes coming up that are suggested by listeners, just like this one today and the one last week. If you have a question for Dr. Jeff, go to superhumanradio.com. Look on the bottom right-hand side for a banner ad with Dr. Jeff's picture on it. Click it and submit a question to Dr. Jeff, and perhaps your question will be the topic of an upcoming show. Also, you can reach Dr. Jeff by searching on Facebook for Jeff Golini, G-O-L-I-N-I, and friending him that way as well. Right, Dr. Jeff?
Absolutely, and you can find my Dr. Jeff Golini page. I think for those of you Facebook people, lots of fun things I'm putting on there. You know, I have the tip of the week. I'm showing you the actual factory, you know, how things are being made. So I think if you follow me on Facebook and like that page, I think you'll enjoy it.
Thanks for being on the air today, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you, and take care.
Talk soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Gunnar Lovelace. We're going to talk about a solution to eating the superhuman way, but doing it on a budget. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we have a lot of people who email us and always want us to do a show about finding a way to eat healthy, whatever healthy means to you, but not breaking the bank. And for a long time, there really have not been any real answers. You know, some people have come up with some things here and there, but no one wants to change the way they shop. No one wants to change the things that they buy. They just want to spend less money. And I think that this next segment is going to answer a lot of questions for a lot of people. My next guest is Gunnar Lovelace. How you doing, Gunnar?
Doing great. Great to be on your show.
Yeah, you know, and so... And I got to be honest with you. For so long, I kept thinking, why isn't someone doing what you have now achieved with Thrive Market? So tell me about the genesis of Thrive. How did it start? Why did you care about giving access to these types of foods that are usually very expensive at 25 to 50% off of the retail prices people will find in Whole Foods and other places like that?
Yeah, I mean, it came from a very, very personal place. You know, I grew up with a single mom and saw how hard she worked to make healthy choices. And that just left a really huge impact on me as I moved through my professional career. And I've been very passionate about health and wellness my whole life, but also didn't want to pay the premium and felt like, you know, it's crazy that products with lots of chemicals and processing cost less than ones with no chemicals.
Yeah, I know. That one never made sense to me either from a metric standpoint, you know?
Yeah, just as what it really is it's just economies of scale and crony capitalism and corporate welfare subsidizing toxic supply chains. And
yes.
So
yes.
It's really, you know, I think it's just an amazing moment where, you know, there's a real awakening around health and wellness and people want to vote with their dollars and they want to live a healthy lifestyle. But price has been a blocking issue. And actually, you know, what really created the opening for us, amazingly enough, was the explosion of natural and organic products in Costco. And it really created a narrative for us to use with the brand partnerships, where when they sell into a membership community like Thrive, people, it's understandable and rationalized as a different channel because it's in a membership community.
Yeah, and see, this makes perfect sense too, because a membership community allows you to buy cheaper. I'm sorry, Elisa's cringing right now. Buy less expensively. You know, I'm from Brooklyn. The words are interchangeable. But, you know, to be able to buy less expensively because you are a member, there's a lot of dynamics that go into. We all know about big box stores that you have a membership to and you have access to things at a lower price. This makes perfect sense. But to do it the way you've done it, on the internet, so you don't have to wait for some location to open up, changes the dynamics entirely. And the fact that you even have something that I was amazed by, but a very, very low, you know, Anyone who's watched the internet knows that free shipping moves product. And you guys have taken the initiative to offer free shipping at what I consider easily achievable purchase price points.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's all about, you know, how do we lower the friction and make it absolutely easy for everyone, you know, so that there's really no reason why people can't make the choice. And, you know, for the first time in history, we're selling organic and GMO-free foods for the same price as conventional equivalents. And you know, that's really exciting to me. And I think, you know, having a low shipping threshold so it ships free and fast to people nationally, you know, not marking up the products, you know, disintermediating all the middlemen in the supply chain, like the brokers and the slotting fees and all the retail markup, and instead passing that along to our members for the low price of $60 a year, you know, our members make that back on average, you know, 4 to 6x every year.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a, you know, for us, we're not trying to make money on the products. Instead, we just break even on them. And we make money on a membership, and it's really part of a larger mission and purpose, which is that, you know, we're at this amazing moment in this country with incredible medical costs associated with, you know, unhealthy lifestyles and poor nutrition. And we've basically been sold a lie that, you know, low fat complex carb diets are, you know, healthy for us. And, you know, we've spent $250 billion a year on diabetes related illnesses that are literally, you know, poisoning our families, poisoning our economy, and poisoning the environment. So it's absolutely essential that we make healthy food affordable to everybody and that we really work to, you know, reprogram the supply chain.
If you're just tuning in right now live, we're talking about ThriveMarket.com. This really is an amazing undertaking. And I'll tell you another reason why I love it. We've talked on this show about food deserts and that the folks that need access to healthy foods, the socioeconomically challenged, the disenfranchised, those who are actually the largest percentage of the weight in our healthcare debacle today.
That's right.
They are the ones that don't have access to the stores, the chains in the first place, and they really can't afford those prices. If you walk into a Whole Foods, you're dropping $80 for four things. A person who is making a single mom, she's got kids, she's working two jobs, she's not doing that. It doesn't matter how good it is for her and her family. She can't do it. She just can't. Now, those food deserts literally flipped the switch and said, hey, you can buy all the same foods, have them delivered to your door. You don't even have to leave the house. And you can actually do it at the same prices that you're spending going to the local Piggly Wiggly and buying that stuff that you shouldn't be eating in the first place. That's the thing that I think is most exciting about this, because those of us early adopters, we go out of our way to source, you know, locally grown this, and we have farmers that we buy our beef from. But the people who are in downtown Detroit, you know, in Bed-Stuy, in the areas where they just don't have access to these things, they have no choice but to buy that junk food. Now they don't.
That's right. And I think, you know, that's the beauty of, you know, using the internet and shipping nationally through, you know, a couple of distribution centers. And the thing is, it's not only food, you know, we also carry cleaning supplies. You know, a lot of people don't realize how toxic their cleaning supplies right. are, both to themselves and to their children. And, you know, we think we're cleaning with a really wholesome product, and in fact, we've just poisoned our entire home, and it gets absorbed through the largest organ in our body, which is our skin. And, you know, we take a shower, and all of our pores are open, and we just pull in all the hormone and endocrine disruptors. So it's, you know, this is such a critical issue that touches so many different areas, and our goal as a business is to really democratize access to healthy living. And for those folks who can't afford a membership to be able to access the club, you know, for every paid membership, we're going to give a membership away. And so we give a membership to veterans and low-income families and college students and teachers. And we hear from those families, hundreds of them a day. And it's, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, the stories of triumph and gratitude, being able to, you know, make this choice when they've never been able to access these products. And people know, I mean, you know, we had a whole, whole class of seniors from an inner city school come in this week, And, you know, all these girls, they knew exactly what coconut oil was, mm-hmm. and they knew all about this stuff, but they just couldn't afford it or couldn't get it from their community. And, you know, this changes the game.
This is so exciting. It really, really is exciting. And I have to tell you that this is one of the top things we get requested all the time on the show. How do I afford to do this, not just for me, but for my family? ThriveMarket.com is doing it. In fact, ThriveMarket.com is exploding because people are figuring it out. We have all been waiting. We have all been waiting for ThriveMarket.com. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Gunnar Lovelace. He's the founder of ThriveMarket.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return. Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for the second hour when our news director, Alex Leaf, joins us as we review the most recent research by Dr. Robert Lustig on childhood obesity, sugar, and starches. We're going to get to the bottom of the real merit in this research. You know, here on Superhuman Radio, we don't just go for the headlines in press releases like the mainstream media. We dig down into the research and find out what really matters to give you the best information. Right now, we're talking with Gunnar Lovelace. We're talking about his project, a noble project called ThriveMarket.com, where people now have access to the best products available. I don't care whether you're looking for non-GMO, raw, vegan, whatever you consider healthy for you, you're going to find it at ThriveMarket.com at 25 to 50% off what you could pay for it anywhere else in your marketplace. They have an extremely low threshold to activate free shipping. Most people will achieve it within one purchase, no problem. And on top of all that, the Superhuman Nation has a special deal, 2 months free membership, plus 15% off your first order. You can either go to superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Market banner ad, or you can go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio to take advantage of that. I promise you, you will never shop anywhere else. And it's really, Elise has been on there already. We buy Seven Generation cleaning products. They've got that. They've got everything that we buy normally at. We have to go to Fresh Market, Whole Foods, and Trader Joe's. Now we just go to ThriveMarket.com and we save money and convenience because we don't have to run out into the traffic and be bothered with it. It shows up on our doorstep just days later. It's so cool. It's so cool, Gunnar.
Thank you. Yeah, we really appreciate it. I mean, you know, this is a huge problem that we face nationally, and so, you know, it's really all about getting the word out and, you know, people telling their friends, seeing value in it for themselves, sharing it with their family members and saving money and living a healthier life.
Okay, so this was a huge undertaking, and in fact, you guys, I predict,
still is.
Oh, yes, it is. No, I know that. But the company is catapulted into what I consider an early trajectory for success. But this was a huge undertaking for you to even get off the ground. There are some big names behind this company, isn't it?
Yeah. We've just had incredible support. I mean, it's, you know, making healthy living accessible, affordable, easy for everybody is a very universally understood problem. It transcends ideology. It doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative. Everybody wants to feel good in their bodies, and everybody wants the same thing for their children. And so, you know, we've been able to, with a lot of effort, very consistently bring on incredible thought leaders and ambassadors and celebrities and bloggers. And we really went about building the business in a really different way. You know, I've started and sold two software companies in the past, and instead of having passive institutional investors, the first $10 million that we raised for the business all came from people that are value aligned, like yourself, that are in the space, hear it from their audiences every day. They want to live this lifestyle, but they can't afford it. So, you know, these are people like, you know, Wellness Mama with 12 million unique visitors a month, or Mark Sisson, the, you know, pioneer of the paleo movement with 4 million unique visitors, or Jillian Michaels, or, you know, many, many others. And, you know, we've been super blessed to have this amazing coalition of people that understand the problem and want to be part of the solution.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the things that you say about that drive your mission are the things that we say here on this show. Vote with your dollars. You don't have to wait for the government to make changes. You can vote with your dollars. But also, you know, another thing that we talk about on the show is that The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. It's not famine, it's not ice age, but if you're getting the wrong information, then chances are your lifespan and health span and the lifespan and health span of your children will be affected. And part of the problem with not getting the right information is also access to action.
That's right. And yeah, I think, you know, you hit on a really interesting point, is that there's so much information out there now. I mean, that's the beauty of the internet, is everybody can, you know, put a microphone and it blasts out to anybody who will listen, and that's incredible. But it takes people like you who, you know, really aggregate the best of the best, and you have a really, you know, you build a trusted conversation. And it's the same thing for us. You know, you go into a normal health food store and there's 50 almond butters, and what's the difference between the almond butters? And people don't have time, or it's information overload. And so, you know, for us, the way that we look at it is we really try to create a highly curated catalog that's the best in class in every category. People know we've done enormous vetting on it. They can sort the entire catalog by their dietary preferences with one click. So if they want raw or vegan or paleo or gluten-free or whatever it is that's important to them, the entire catalog instantly sorts, and every product they see, it's only one or two in that category versus 50 or 100 that people don't have the time or know the difference between.
Now, you have to be adding products constantly. I have to believe that now, from trying to find people to come aboard, that you must have people knocking on your door by now.
Yeah, I mean, we're a major player now. I mean, we're, you know, for most of our brands, we're a top five sales channel in 1 year. And so, you know, there's a lot of interest, and really it's, you know, even from the beginning though, we've had an incredible amount of support, and you know, the brands, honestly, they feel raped by the current distribution system themselves. You know, they feel totally taken advantage of by all the markup. And at the end of the day, you know, they don't see that money that, you know, when you're buying something at an exorbitant price at a retail location for a healthy product, they don't see that margin themselves. That's, right. You know, that's being taken up by a lot of middlemen, and they're being squeezed. And so what's beautiful about our model is we work directly with the brands. You know, we take inventory. It's a much simpler process. Small brands can get on the platform and reach, you know, scale distribution from day one. It's less expensive. They make more money. And most of these brands, you know, are the reason people started these companies because they're passionate about making healthy living accessible to everybody. So they love what we're doing.
Now, another thing that you mentioned earlier that I'd like to address is logistics. You know, lots of people have tried to do things like this with one warehouse in, you know, Des Moines, Iowa. Doesn't work because you have different shipping times. But you have multiple distribution locations that have inventory. So that kind of gets things rolling faster for a person who places an order on the East Coast versus the West Coast, right?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started, obviously we were in a much scrappier place financially. So we had one warehouse on the West Coast, and, you know, 60% of our customer was on the East Coast, and, you know, we had tremendous demand, but it was still slow, you know, 6 to 8 days for East Coast shipping. And, you know, that's fine in the beginning when you have really passionate evangelists, but if you're really trying to serve the absolute, like, middle of the country and serve the widest group of people expect fast shipping. And so, you know, we had to open, we invested, you know, tens of millions of dollars into an East Coast distribution center. And, you know, we now ship 2 days to 90% of the U.S. population.
That's the key, because you're right. People don't want to have to wait more than a couple days because we're all so busy. Quite often we don't realize we need something until a day or two after we ran out of it. So you don't want to have to wait 8 days for something to show up. You realize Monday you need something, you place an order, and it's there Wednesday. That makes you think twice about driving to that busy side of town to go to that brand store to pay ridiculously high money for a product, not to mention gas, when you can have it delivered to your doorstep in 2 days.
Yeah, and then you know, we set a very low threshold for free shipping, so people only have to order $50 and they get free shipping. And, you know, that makes it really easy. It's low friction. Most people are ordering, you know, $75 to $85 right, anyway on average. So it's no problem for them. And, you know, it's really for us, the whole design of the system has been, you know, where is friction in the current process? Where do people get lost? You know, is it price? Is it too much information? Is it not understanding or trusting what people are saying? We just really work to try to eliminate all those things and serve people with the simplest, cleanest, most accessible platform possible.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so the website is thrivemarket.com. If you use /superhumanradio, you'll get 2 months free membership plus 15% off your first order. If that's too much for you to remember, you can go to superhumanradio.com. There's plenty of banner ads for thrivemarket.com right there. And I'm telling you, folks, this isn't something that you should think about doing. This is something that you need to do, because ultimately you will be getting all the same products that you're buying now, that you buy with great care and consideration, but you'll just be saving a ton of money. This is a no-brainer to me. In fact, I'm so excited about buying stuff from Thrive now, because I used to hate going to Whole Foods. You know what? Going to Whole Foods is insulting. I can buy Carlson's cod liver oil at Vitamin Shoppe for $22 a bottle, or $38 at Whole Foods. There's no difference. Going to those stores is insulting. It insults your intelligence, and it preys upon your desire to lead a healthy life by making certain choices. Well, Thrive Market has leveled this playing field. And I'm making a prediction right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to hear about Thrive Market in 2016, that it's eating into all these other bricks and mortar stores in your area that have been preying on you at high prices for the things that you shouldn't be paying those prices for.
Well, so, we really appreciate your support. I mean, you know, your whole discourse about the evolutionary process. I mean, this is really, you know, the improvements in technology around agricultural production have, you know, led to the success of our species, but we're now poised to a system where those very same improvements are literally poisoning our bodies, poisoning the economy, and poisoning the environment. So yes, unless we move quickly and vote with our dollars and concentrate purchasing power on companies that provide products that are healthy for our families and healthy for the economy, we're going to really, you know, we're not going to be able to pass on a great country to our children.
No, I agree. Look, I think global warming is legit. There's no way that we can't be spewing the dirt and garbage into the air that we're not having some effect on the planet. But we're talking about literally, you know, tens of thousands of years up the road. We are in deeper trouble today because of health. And health care has nothing to do with health care. Health care has to do with nutrition. The large majority of the diseases that the population suffers from today are self-inflicted by their choices of how they eat and their lack of activity. So yeah, Thrive Market should be considered you should be able to use your insurance card to buy product from them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I just heard this amazing stat last week. Every person under the age of 35 who isn't diagnosed with diabetes 2 is going to cost the medical system $500,000. And that's all preventable by lifestyle and dietary changes.
Listen, I got to thank you so much for doing this, really. I feel very proud to be involved in this mission, so thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate your support. Have a great day, okay?
Take care, Gunnar. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by my news director, Alex Leaf, because we're going to review Dr. Lustig's most recent research to see what really is important in the discussion about childhood obesity, sugar, and starch. We'll be right back.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. and good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Constantly, the mainstream media picks up research studies, publicizes the headline of a press release. People are confused. That's why we need people like my news director, Alex Leaf. How are you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl.
Recently, Dr. Robert Lustig, who is well known for publishing research about sugar or the perils of high sugar intake, published a new study comparing, in the case of childhood obesity, children who were consuming sugar versus starch, and had some findings. Talk about the study first, and I'll tell you why this is really important, by the way. And I don't know if you saw this already, Alex, but Cheerios came out with a high-protein Cheerios. Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
Cheerios just launched the high-protein Cheerios, and mothers are buying it for their children because they know their children need more protein. But when the analysis of their label claims are understood, they went from 6 grams a serving to 6.8 grams a serving. They claim it's an 18% increase in protein. But they went from, ready for this, 4 grams of sugar to 16 grams of sugar per serving. So they really didn't, they added a nominal amount of protein, probably, I mean, like the equivalent of dropping some sawdust in the box of protein, but they added 4 teaspoons of sugar per serving. So what did Dr. Lustig say? What was describe the design of this research.
Okay, so Dr. Lustig set out to conduct a study because over the course of this last year, there have been several very, very large-scale meta-analyses and other minor randomized control trials that have kind of shot him in the foot. For example, the largest meta-analysis conducted to date on all published fructose trials showed that fructose doesn't act any different from starch or any other form of carbohydrate when it comes to its effects on blood lipids. A previous randomized controlled trial that just came out within the last month went on to show that sugar, regardless of whether it's fructose, glucose, sucrose, or high fructose corn syrup, all of them impact blood sugar similarly. And so Robert Lustig decided that he needed to conduct his own study, conflict of interest aside. And so what he set out to do is take obese children with metabolic syndrome and replace the majority of the sugar in their diet with starch for 10 days and see what happens.
Where was the starch from? How did they give them more potatoes?
Yeah, so a direct quote from my dad in the study says that this child-friendly study diet included various no or low sugar added processed foods, including turkey hot dogs, pizza, bean burritos, baked potato chips, and popcorn that were purchased at local supermarkets.
What? I mean, so, I can't even believe that is what the choices were. Oh my God. I mean,
it's
crap.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best diet, but that becomes an important variable to consider when we do get to the results, because regardless of what the study shows, you can't apply these results to what would happen if the children ate better food, such as potatoes, sweet potatoes, and more cellular ancestral forms of carbohydrates.
Right, right. Okay. So when they, how long was this study performed for?
It was 10 days.
10 days. That's also a very short period of time, but okay.
Yes, it is.
And how many children were involved in this?
43. 43? Yep, 43 obese Latino and African American children.
Okay.
And their ethnicity can't be overlooked either, because ethnic restriction is an important limitation. Because African Americans show lower rates of metabolic syndrome because they tend to have lower triglycerides and higher HDL. But they also tend to manifest greater insulin resistance because of differences in pancreatic function. Similarly, the Latino population shows dissimilarity from Caucasians in their metabolic syndrome criteria and are at a greater risk for fatty liver diseases. So these results, whatever they may be, are only going to be applicable primarily to African Americans and Latinos.
Okay. Okay, great, great point. Okay, so now let's talk about the findings of the study. What did they discover in this research?
Well, according to Lustig and the media headlines, doing a quick Google search, I clicked on three. You have the New York Times saying cutting sugar improves children's health in just 10 days. And then my favorite from Time magazine, sugar is definitely toxic, a new study says. And according to quotes within these articles from Lustig, everything got better. The children went from being insulin resistant to insulin sensitive.
In just 10 days. Just 10 days.
Yeah, in just 10 days. And here another quote from Lustig. this paper says we can turn a child's metabolic health around in just 10 days without changing calories and without changing weight. Just by taking the added sugars out of the diet, from a clinical standpoint, that's very important.
Okay.
And these quotes are basically wrong. When you look at the study, they are not an accurate description of what the study actually showed.
And this is what I said earlier when I was talking about this, doing this episode, because quite often scientists publish abstracts that drive press releases, and press releases are designed to attract the greatest media attention. And in order to do that, they must pander to what the media is looking for. And what the media is looking for is what the viewers are looking for, and the listeners and the readers are looking for. And what the viewers and the listeners are looking for is they are looking for forgiveness, or being told that their crappy habits really aren't so bad after all. And this is what's wrong with science in general today. No one really wants that. You think anybody at these mainstream TV or radio shows is really reading the research and deciphering what the real meaning is, what the real salient information is? And no, they're reading a press release and they're pushing that press release through to the listeners. And this is why I say the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from, because people who listen to this are going to go, oh, this is easy. I can change my kid's health just by switching to hot dogs instead of Twinkies. I mean, it's sad. This is so sad because this is not going to help anybody. Okay, explain why. We only have a few minutes. Let's do this. Let's take our break early. When we come back, I want you to explain why the comments that were focused on in these two mainstream publications were actually inaccurate once you start digging into the research. We're talking right now with our news director, Superhuman Radio Director of News, Alex Leaf. This is also a blog post if you want to go and read it on superhumanradio.com. But we're going to talk more about this, the linkage or the real issues with Dr. Lustig's most recent research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with the Superhuman Radio News Director, Alex Leaf, about a recent study published by Dr. Robert Lustig looking at obese children and switching up their intake from sugar to starches. But clearly it wasn't just starches. They were actually eating what I would consider junk food. And I understand the idea here because socioeconomically challenged individuals may not be able to buy the foods that we think are best for them. So maybe Dr. Lustig was trying to look at real-world options for some of these families. But as you pointed out earlier, also, both African-Americans and Latinos, they have different metabolic processes that make this research only true for them and not necessarily for Caucasians or those of European descent. What other flaws do you find in the research that clearly no one else picked up on?
Well, actually, before we get into the flaws, I wouldn't mind showing what the study actually showed so that we have a reference to go back to.
Okay.
When we are talking about how limitations can influence the outcomes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so a quick recap for all the listeners and those tuning in now. Robert Lustig conducted a randomized controlled trial where he took 43 obese children with metabolic syndrome and for 10 days replaced the majority of the sugar in their diet with starches. And the goal of this was to reduce sugar to 10% of calories from wherever it started and reduce fructose to below 5% of calories from wherever it started so that it was compliant with the sugar recommendations of the World Health Organization. And at the same time, he wanted it to be an isocaloric substitution, meaning that the replacements were made calorie for calorie and overall energy intake remained the exact same. Now, after the 10 days, what he found, and, I mean, these results were very impressive, to say the least. He measured numerous components of metabolic syndrome, including blood pressure, fasting, blood lipids, and blood glucose measurements, and the children's response to an oral glucose tolerance test. And by far the most statistically significant and marked reductions were observed in insulin. The children's fasting insulin after just 10 days was reduced by 53%. Their insulin resistance, as estimated by the ratio of insulin to glucose in the fasting state, was reduced by 58%. Their serum triglycerides were reduced by 46%. Their LDL-C was reduced by 13%. The amount of free fatty acids they had floating around in the blood was increased by 17%, which could be explained by the lower insulin levels, because insulin prevents fatty acids from entering into the blood. So it makes sense that they went up when insulin went down. And in response to consuming a 75-gram bolus of pure glucose in an oral glucose tolerance test, the overall insulin response and the peak insulin value were both reduced by 56%.
Wow.
So, I mean,
these are really impressive numbers in a 10-day period. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it at all. However, and now we can get to the limitations. And the biggest limitation that was a result that seemed to get overlooked by both Lustig and, I mean, he even just denied it happened altogether. By saying that these results were independent of body weight, the problem is that the children lost body weight. And we all know weight loss improves health.
Mm-hmm.
So this alone makes skepticism necessary with the study, because there is no possible way now for us to know if these changes were the result of a loss of body fat mass or the actual diet intervention.
Interesting. But does it matter at the end of the day to parents?
Well, you know, that said, so in adults, you need to lose, when you're obese, you need to lose a body weight of about 5% of your starting body weight to see metabolic improvements that are clinically significant. And the total weight loss observed in the children was 2 pounds over 10 days, and this was about 1% of their body weight. So that raises questions saying, well, is weight really going to be a limitation? At the same time, a separate statistical analysis conducted on 10 children who didn't lose weight showed results that were directionally similar to what I just said, although they weren't as pronounced.
Uh-huh.
And there was also no correlation between the amount of weight lost and the improvements in insulin. So there were several other statistical tests performed that suggest weight loss wasn't implicated, and it is possible that the weight that they did lose was just water weight.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. So, but we don't know. And weight loss is the pinnacle health-improving factor in individuals with obesity, which is why it's such a strong limitation that you just can't take lightly.
So,
and it's why Lustig saying all this stuff happening independent of weight loss is false.
So the reality is that had these children done anything that would have resulted in that amount of weight loss, we could have seen these same changes.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible. We can't say it would have happened, but it's a possibility that cannot be ruled out.
So, were there any other glaring factors in this research that may need to be looked at closer?
Yeah, so the actual intervention diet. So Lustig did a really good job with reducing sugar. The habitual total sugar intake in these children was 28% of their calories. So almost a third of their calories were coming from sugar, and Lustig was successfully able to reduce this to 10%. Fructose as a percent of calories was reduced from 12 to 4. So that's all good. That was exactly what we wanted to happen in the study.
Right.
Yay. However, protein increased by 2% of calories, so protein increased from 16% to 18%. total carbohydrates were reduced from 51% to 47%, and fiber intake was increased by 26%, going from 25 grams per day up to 31.5 grams per day on average.
So really just the lowering in carbohydrates and the raising of protein intake could be responsible for some of these changes as well.
In combination with the increased fiber, there is substantial evidence, especially with the fiber, to show that all these changes are completely possible with the fiber. Thus, between the increased fiber and increased protein and the small amount of weight loss, it is not unlikely that these benefits were seen not from the restriction of sugar, but just from other aspects of the study.
So Lustig is going to say, but why does any of this matter? And I want to take our break now, and I want to answer that question on the other side, okay?
Okay.
Because I think at the end of the day, I think some people are going to go, okay, we get it, but does it really matter if kids are seeing these changes? And I want to talk more about the junk food that was in the diet. We're talking right now with the Superhuman Radio news director, Alex Leaf, about a recent blog that he wrote. It's on superhumanradio.com, and it covers the most recent research published by Dr. Robert Lustig and his assertion that lowering sugar intake and replacing it with starches is where the magic is. And it may not be that at all. And I think this is, a lot of people may think we're splitting hairs, but you can't publish research to say, here, I've got the answer, when you don't really have the answer. And then the mainstream media runs with it and tells people things that they just want to hear. Stay tuned.
RUI-products.com. We offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Prime.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with news director Alex Leaf about a recent blog that he published, scrutinizing the work and the assertions by Dr. Lustig about sugar, starch, and childhood obesity. There's lots of flaws in the research, obviously. You know, and this is a shame because Dr. Lustig's information has been taken with great gravity in the past. But I think that what happens here is when you start to make science an ideology where you dig your heels in and you are not willing to recognize something else may be going on because your mission is this one thing, you start to go down these rabbit holes where people stop taking your research seriously because, you know, everything to you, you know, you're like the guy with the hammer. Everything's a nail, and not everything is a nail in life. So, okay, so parents out there are going to say, okay, great, you know, but what does this matter if I take the sugar out of my child's diet? If I use some of the alternatives used in the research, my child will lose weight. My child's insulin sensitivity will increase. All these other bad markers will change for the better. Why do I care if he got it wrong?
Well, because you can't conclude that. The study did have those outcomes. Yes, it showed that replacing sugar with a bunch of what Lustig calls child-friendly study foods, will result in these outcomes. But you also have to keep in mind that the entire study diet was provided to the children. And Lustig had complete control over what it was composed of, and it was very close to the children's original diet in terms of macronutrient composition. So it's just not that simple. Lustig, in his discussion section of his study, says that, and I quote, rather than studying excessive acute oral fructose administration in normal participants or the addition of fructose to a normal caloric allotment, we instead evaluated restriction of added dietary sugar in children with metabolic syndrome to see whether their metabolic dysfunction would resolve, an endpoint with clinical relevance and with little chance for charges of artifact. And what's important about this quote is that it's right. What he says is right. The issue is that it would only apply to this current study if dietary sugar was voluntarily restricted by the children. So rather than take out all the sugar from their diet, have the children voluntarily restrict it, because that way the results would show, whatever they may be, what could reasonably be expected to happen if you told children to eat this food instead of that food. Mm-hmm. But the current study didn't do that. Instead, it supplied the children with an artifact diet based on processed foods that had most dietary variables controlled for. This paradigm is not applicable to the general population.
So, and what would be a good study to follow up with if you're looking at this? What could you do differently to get some valuable information? And it may not come out the same way. The study may not end up the same way, but how would you change it?
If you truly wanted to see what effect sugar had, then you would need to design a study where the participants were confined to a metabolic ward. They were not allowed to change their physical activity levels. They had to consume a standardized diet with a certain amount of sugar supplied, and then they would need to switch from that diet to a diet devoid of sugar or with less sugar that was otherwise identical. And then, ideally, then they would switch back to the high-sugar diet to see if any improvements that may have occurred disappear. But these types of studies, you know, keeping people locked in the metabolic ward and controlling every aspect of their life and energy expenditure is extremely expensive. And so it's unlikely that those studies are going to be happen anytime soon.
Not practical with children either.
Yeah, and that would tell us if replacing sugar with starch actually did have an impact. Now, if you just wanted to see a more clinically relevant endpoint, then it would essentially be a Lustig study, except you would, you know, educate children on replacing sugar with starch, with starchy foods in their diet, and just see what happens.
And give them the choices and let them choose what they want.
Yeah, because that would tell us, okay, well, what would happen if we, you know, instead of trying to regulate everything, if we set up, you know, some type of education system or whatever and educate the children to make their own decisions, and then we could see how effective that would be.
Well, you would also have to make sure that their dietary changes do not necessarily increase protein intake, right? So that you can exclude the possibility that increased protein is having some sort of effect, and or their dietary changes do not reduce overall carbohydrate consumption, because that also could be seen as skewing the results, right?
Well, that would definitely need to happen if we did the metabolic ward study. But if we just wanted to see what happens when you educate children on reducing sugar intake, increasing protein might be a desirable outcome. If mm-hmm. children naturally reduce sugar and increase protein intake, then that tells us that's something that's likely to occur in the general population if we just tell them to make these changes. So having all that happen is completely acceptable, because that's what we're looking to see. We're looking to see what actually occurs when we let people self-select their own diets.
Interesting. Yeah. So what do you feel that the takeaway of this research should be, or how should this have been appropriately addressed in the mainstream media, do you think?
I really can't say. The study was only 10 days there, and it was full of limitations. I personally don't put too much stock into the study, and there's plenty of other evidence with more well-controlled trials on fructose and fructose-containing sugars that give both supporting and different results. So for this specific study, it's just, you know, something Lustig had to publish to make himself feel better. But it really doesn't tell us anything. Nothing that can be of value, anyway.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the whole Cheerio debacle, because I don't think a lot of people know about this. So let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
If you take Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The category killer is back, Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned.
Welcome back. So, the Center for Science and the Public Interest filed a lawsuit on Monday against General Mills, a class action lawsuit identifying deceptive advertising practices. When they compared their original Cheerios to their new high-protein honey and oats, or oats and honey Cheerios, they found that when you look at it serving for serving, original Cheerios has 6 grams of protein, and the new Cheerios protein honey and oats and honey has 6.7 grams of protein. But here's the real difference. In a 1.25 cup serving, original Cheerios has 1 gram of sugar per cup. And the The Cheerios protein oats and honey has 17 grams of sugar per cup. And this is amazing to me because, you know, regardless of whether Dr. Lustig's research is accurate or not, I think we've all gotten the memo that cutting back on sugar for children is critical, especially since children are developing diseases traditionally associated with aging. You know, they're developing chronic diseases younger and younger, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, everything else that goes along with it. And then you have a company like General Mills do something like this. I think this is an atrocity. They're calling it a high protein version of Cheerios. It should be high sugar Cheerios. It shouldn't be high protein Cheerios. You know, 0.7 grams of protein more versus the original per cup. That's nonsense. What do you think?
No, I completely agree. And going back to the Lustig study, I want to make clear that in no way am I advocating by saying that Lustig study is nonsense. In no way am I advocating that sugar consumption is good. It's just that specific study, it was really badly done. And there's plenty of evidence to show that an excessive consumption of sugar and especially sugar-sweetened beverages can lead to excess energy intake and weight gain and obesity, especially with reduced physical activity. I just over this last break pulled up a couple sites on the new Cheerio to see what was going on, and it's pretty ridiculous. Something else that's overlooked, if you look at the weight of the serving sizes, one cup of Cheerios weighs 1 ounce and only contains 100 calories. But the Cheerios, the protein Cheerios, that same one cup weighs twice as much. So you can actually eat twice the volume of regular Cheerios to get essentially the same amount of calories and protein as
well. You'd end up with more protein. You'd probably end up more with you'd end up with 14 grams of protein instead of 6.7. If you had two servings of the regular. So here's the two problems I see really as well. Aside from the fact that they're deceiving parents who are not going to take the time to compare, they're just going to go, oh, my child needs more protein. You know, Cheerios is a trusted brand, General Mills. Let me go ahead and get their new protein Cheerios, right? Number one, they added the minimum amount of protein to qualify under the FDA's requirements for a quote-unquote good source of protein. So the threshold for protein per serving in order to be able to say a good source of protein, according to the FDA, is 7 grams of protein per serving. So they went from 6 basically to just about, you know, a little bit over 7 grams of protein when you look at a serving size. So they added the minimal amount of protein required by the FDA, which tells me that the FDA needs to step back and go, you know, what are we doing here, guys? We're arming people, manufacturers, with a loophole to call something high protein. And the whole reason for high protein is to lower the overall sugar and carbohydrate intake. We're allowing them to deceive the population. We need to change the designate for what is a high protein a good source of high protein, number one. Number two, it has been my experience that except for maybe one or two products out there today, when a product is made from a cereal-based grain and promotes itself as high protein, it is gluten that they're using for the protein source. Not whey, not casein, not egg white. Not they're using gluten as the protein source. I've seen this time and time again. There's a bakery here in town in Louisville. They promote a high protein bread, and I asked them one day, "What's your protein source?" And the woman didn't even know. She turned it over, and I saw nothing about whey. I saw nothing whey out. No whey isolate. No egg isolate. Nothing. She goes, "Oh, we use gluten as the protein source." Remember, folks, gluten is a protein. So think about that next time you buy yourself, your child, a high protein cereal-based product. read and make sure you understand where the fortified protein is coming from. If it's gluten, what good are you doing? It's an incomplete protein at best, and it's a pro-inflammatory inflammatory protein at worst. Thoughts on that, Alex?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. The only thing being, in this case, the added protein comes from soy and lentils.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, in my mind makes me think that's why they added all the sugar, because soy and lentils must not taste very good on their own.
Right.
When they're mixed in with some oats.
Okay, well, at least they didn't use gluten as the added protein. I give them that. But, I'm sorry?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm looking at the ingredients label right now, and I was just going to count how many different types of sugar they divide up into so that they can prevent having to put sugar as the number one ingredient.
Oh, please.
Because they're required to list them by weight. So we have, okay, count them as I read them off. We have brown sugar, sugar, corn syrup, molasses, honey. Sugar again. Honey again. I don't know how they can do that. Refiner's syrup. Corn syrup solids. And then lastly, brown sugar. How many was that?
I stopped counting. It sounds like about 8 or 9.
Yeah, wow.
And let's not forget, you know, that 17 grams of sugar is just a little bit more than 4 full teaspoons of sugar in a single bowl of cereal. They have no right calling this high protein. You know, this is what I use this analogy. Like, I used to have friends that would say, I eat beans because it's a high protein food. And I would say, let me see if I can understand this. Beans by serving are about 6 grams of protein and 34 grams of carbohydrates. So that's a high protein food. That would be like me having a stack of bills of currency, and there's one $100 bill in there and the other 99 are singles, and me saying, I've got a stack of hundreds here. No, I don't. I have a stack of singles and there's one odd $100 bill in there. So, you know, my problem again with the FDA is allowing a company like this to call this a high protein food when they're not forcing them to say this is actually a high sugar food. The FDA needs to get with the program. People,
you know,
understand.
What?
God, I'm sorry.
This new Cheerio just beat out the previous winner of sugar, which was Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Those only have 10 grams of sugar per serving, which is 3/4 of a cup. But, I mean, that just comes from sugar. That's the only sugar that's in there. So these new Cheerios now take the lead as the most sugar-heavy cereal on the market.
But as a parent, if you buy Frosted Flakes, you know you're buying a high-sugar product. It's called Frosted Flakes for a reason. You know the frosting is sugar.
Yeah.
It doesn't say high-protein flakes. You know, high-protein Cheerios. It's called Cheerio Protein Oats and Honey. And it's like, they're not calling it Frosted Cheerios with oats and honey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get where you're coming from.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting, and it's disgusting that the FDA allows this to happen. All right, look, so the takeaway is the Lustig research has flaws. There's lots of things wrong with it. You can't take it verbatim. Just, you know, allow this to sink in. And, I mean, I think that teaching your child to make better decisions on what choices of food to eat is a much wiser thing.
Can I add to that, Carl?
Please.
I would say the largest takeaway from analyzing this study is that you can't trust headlines, especially in the media. You need to always take them with a grain of salt, no matter what bias they're appealing to. I know there are plenty of media headlines that would support things that Superhuman Radio says, and even in those instances, you need to be skeptical. And you need, when you're curious about something, you need to always dig down into the actual research and try to understand what the study showed. And if you're unable to do that, then you should seek out a friend or a colleague who you can trust and ask their opinion on it.
If you want to read the whole blog, it was the November 5th blog on superhumanradio.com. New study suggests that replacing dietary sugar with starch improves health in kids, but is it really that simple? You can get all the details right there. Thanks for being on the show today, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay. And then we also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for Science for Humans. Don't forget, if you have a question for him, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad and ask him a question. It could be a topic of our next show. And also, thanks to Gunnar Lovelace, ThriveMarket.com. Superhuman Radio listeners get 2 months free membership and 15% off their first order. Either go to superhumanradio.com and click the ThriveMarket.com banner ad, or go to ThriveMarket.com/Superhuman Radio to take advantage of that offer. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.